your hat. And at one point, one of the guys said, he was like, if we can just teach two people the way that pastor taught us, and there was like 25 of us in there, and he said, just imagine the impact. And because of how I was raised, because of how my dad taught me and my mom was, I immediately, this was my first thought, and I stopped myself because I was like, is this just me saying this or is this God? Because I didn't want to sound prideful. But the first thought that came to my head said, if pastor has 25 of us in here, why would we believe for two? Amen. If pastor has 25, we should be believing for 50. Amen. Believe for 100. What we've already seen and what we've already been through, like, it's already being set up for the expansion. It's already being set up for that double, triple, quadruple portion. Why are we so stuck on seeing somebody who's great in the faith, seeing somebody who's done amazing things, and wondering, well, if only I could be half as good. If only I could do just this much, I'll be good. I'll be happy. God doesn't expect us to just be this much. God doesn't expect us to just be, well, if I could do half of what this person's doing, or if I could just be able to speak like I want to. Listen, I grew up not wanting to be in front of anybody. Amen. I didn't like talking in front of people. I had a speech when I was in school, and I kicked the podium I was holding, and it went above my head. I never told you that, but yeah, it happened. Hey, I got a B on it, okay? They passed me, but I just never like being in front of people. I don't like being the center of attention. I really don't. But God said, you're going to preach. I said, but God, I don't want to be in front of people. God said, pay attention to the ones in front of you. Because there was other people I found out that I've had talks with and stuff. Like, my dad used to not be able to speak. If God can do that for him, I just don't like the attention. So if God can put him up here and have him speak the way that he does, can't be that hard for me, right? If you see the people in front of you fighting, clawing, and scratching to get to where they are, don't think that you have to go through that. Thank them for the lessons that they're teaching you. Take them and move forward. You should never feel bad for starting at a higher point than somebody else did. It's what's expected in the kingdom. When Jesus sent out his disciples, and Pastor Tim talked about how he sent them out and they were shocked. When Jesus sent them out to go do the work for him, he had an expectation of them coming back with that report. They may have been shocked, but Jesus was like, listen. And that's why I wanted to read that scripture the first. He said, the same works and greater that you have seen, you're going to do. So he had that expectation. And that's why when I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but when you look at the men with the talents, the five, the three, and the one, they all have a starting point. The master that gave it to them, he probably started at zero. But he had a starting point for them, 5, 3, and 1. Now it all went back to the master, but the point is, when they came back to him, there was an expectation of growth. See, when God sends you out, when Jesus starts to give you what your destiny is, when you start to see your purpose and you start to know what that is, God doesn't expect you to come back with that same 1, 2, or 3 that you were given. He expects you to come back with it multiplied, because he knows what he put in you. He knows what kind of person you are. He knows what kind of character you have, who you are, the testimony, your story. He knows everything. He expects that increase. See, the last guy in the men with the talents, he missed the whole thing. He tried to coast his way by. And I mean, he didn't lose it, but he didn't grow anything. And because he didn't grow anything, he lost everything that he was going to be given. The other men, when they came back with the double, he said, okay, you did this, now go do this. And it was three, four, 10 times greater than those talents that they were given to begin with because they were faithful with it. When God sees us faithful with it, there's going to be increase. There cannot be increase if we just coast on the blessings that we start with. The blessings that we start with should never be the blessings we finish with. And the blessings that we walk in now, especially for the younger ones, like Isaiah back there hiding on the camera and Jace and even me and Shane, if you want to look at it, your starting points when you start walking should not be the same as your parents. And it better not be the same as your parents. I'm just, listen, I got the laugh up here already. But it shouldn't, because you're going to see not only, and the best part for Isaiah is not only you're going to see what your parents did, you got